It's going to be about membership, okay? At the end of the membership promo. Okay, about 5 minutes. And I'll be monitoring. Good luck, sir. Let's get bored. Okay. Later on. Thanks, Liam.
Oh, I want to also, we should thank Chip for doing the July show.
I'm going to bring you up so you can hear what's going on here. Rachel?
Check. Sorry, I'm pretty loud.
Yeah, you're pretty loud. Here's your volume control for your headphones.
Where's my volume control for my own brain? No, that's fine.
Right.
But I feel like my vocal is just loud.
And Justin?
Yeah.
How are you?
That sounds pretty good to me. Okay. Yeah, that sounds a good level.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
I love you, sweetie.
You can't say that on radio.
Why not? We're not live.
You don't have a mushy stuff out of the way. It's going to slip into it by mistake.
I feel like a cat died in my mouth.
A whiskey cat.
A whiskey cat.
Whiskey-soaked cat.
A whiskey-soaked cat. Yeah, exactly. This is a radio prop, by the way.
Yeah. Is it old song or man sing song, cat mouthful of pussy, and
something
like that.
What?
Mouthful of pussy.
Yeah, mouthful of pussy.
One last night.
That we can't say on the radio.
last night, Carolyn said
okay,
something.
Okay, she's a little loud.
We're going to do that too. Yeah, we just.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great idea. We just ran into her. It wouldn't even occur to me, and it's a brilliant
idea.
We can
pull it down.
Totally brilliant idea.
Yeah, she's a little hot.
Yeah, we should do that. Let's, in fact, do it.
So, you're going to do the underwriters?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah,
4 minutes.
I'll do the underwriters. We should just do a general, like, you want to just open it up with the thing that you can try more live at Pickathon, and we've got live bands, or
sure.
And I'll do the underwriters, or why don't I do that and you do the underwriters?
Okay, that sounds fine. Just as long as there's a plan.
There's a plan. So I'm going to do a little intro. Here's what's going on. Here are the bands we're going to have.
We're doing these two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at some point, you know, we're just going to talk about all the stuff that's going on. I want to double check. I've been telling all my friends that there's kid stuff every day. Is that?
It's the far right.
Kid stuff is beautiful. Yeah. That is so great.
Here's this one, too.
Okay, that's good.
I would just give out the website a lot.
I'm gonna. But still, it's good to remind them that there's children's activities.
3 minutes.
I love doing this. So much fun to do it live.
So you're going to intro, talk about it. I'll do the underwriter.
Yep. I'll just give you a little.
Got it.
Hey, Devin. How's it going, man? Good morning.
Oh, yeah, it is a good morning.
Oh, it's so fun. I think this is our third or fourth year doing it live from on site. I can't remember.
Third.
It's the third year I've done it with you guys.
Yeah, I don't think we ever did it without you. That would have been.
That would have been bad.
Sketchy.
2 minutes.
Right.
Who did we have on the show the first year?
Martha.
No, well, both years we had Martha?
No.
Last year was Martha.
She did both years.
Last year we had Martha because she brought us Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
You think any other bands are going to bring us Bloody Marys?
That first year she had it.
Martha Scanlon showed up first.
We're coming on after this membership message. We're just about to go live.
Okay.
So we'll start with you guys. Slowly get over here.
You're live.
Good morning, Cascadia. You are listening to music from the True Vine on KBOO, your community radio station. We are absolutely thrilled to be here this morning broadcasting live from the Pickathon. Once again, it's our third year doing that. We've got an incredible lineup of bands, and I'll tell you all about them in just 1 minute.
I'll get some business out of the way. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grand Central Baking Company, now featuring local sustainably grown Shepherd's Grain flour. Locally owned and operated, Grand Central Bakery features artisan breads, scratch pastries, fresh sandwiches, and homemade suits. You can find the neighborhood bakery nearest you at www.grandcentralbakery.com. This KBOO program has also been made possible in part by Gazelle Natural Fiber Clothing and Full Circle Resale. First Circle is now accepting like-new natural fiber clothing, jewelry, accessories, and curios. Gazelle and Full Circle Resale are both located at the corner of Northeast 41st and Fremont. And on the web at GazelleNaturalFiberClothing.com or FullCircleResaleCortland.com.
We've got an amazing lineup of musicians who are here at the Pickathon, and we've picked the four best of them to have live on the Music from the True Vine show today. We're going to start with Frank Fairfield in just a second. We're absolutely delighted that we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show. Then we're going to have the Freight Hoppers and then a band called Delia Low. And then we're going to go live to the main stage for a full set of Larry Gillis. We're really excited about it. We're going to start off this exciting set with Frank Fairfield. But before we do that, I just want to encourage all of you to please come on out to the Pickathon today. We're at the Pendarvis Farm. It's very close to town, maybe a 20-minute drive, half an hour from the center of town. It's easy to get to, eco-friendly, great for kids, tons of fun, and the lineup is extraordinary this year, absolutely extraordinary. Lots of great traditional Americana roots music. The website is pickathon.com. We'd love to see you there. Come on out, say hi. If you get out there quickly enough, you can come down to the radio table and say hi to us. We're really proud to introduce to the Music from the True Vine show, live from the Pickathon, a musician called Frank Fairfield. He's here from California.
Yes.
Frank, why don't you just play us a tune or two, and then we'll ask you a couple questions about yourself.
This is the 9-pound hymn.
Gracious enough to get up at the crack of dawn and come down to play on our radio show.
We are broadcasting this morning, the Music from the True Vine, live from the Pickathon site. It's absolutely beautiful down here.
Yeah, come on down. You can check out the list of acts at pickathon.com. There's a wonderful array of Americana, bluegrass, roots music, all for 3 days. The festival started yesterday. We have a full day of music today. Children's events, bands from all over the country are here. They've done a really wonderful job mixing up the types of music. And again, handpicked the very best for you here on Music from the True Vine. Broadcasting live from the Pickathon, we have Frank Fairfield playing some old time music for us. It's a great way to start the program.
Stay tuned, folks. We've got Larry Gillis coming up, as well as the Freight Hoppers. They're going to be live on our show. It's a really exciting day. Frank, you ready to play another tune?
Sure. I'll do a little fiddle tune called Fruit Picking in the Valley. Thank you.
Carol playing some old-time fiddle tunes there. And Frank, we have a couple of questions for you. First of all, this is Justin and Rachel. We are broadcasting live from the Pickathon out at the Darvis Farm. You've obviously invented some sort of time machine.
Oh.
Do you plan on using this machine for good or evil?
No. I don't know what to say about that.
Frank, we, Justin and I are both big fans of serious traditional music, and that's clearly where you're coming from as well. How did you get interested in traditional Appalachian music?
I don't know really how where it comes from. That's another funny thing, that whole Appalachian talk, because a lot of, I don't know, especially most of the tunes that I've learned from the gramophone records, I think that's where the tradition is passed down. Most of the people that were recording, especially later into the 20s, were learning most of their tunes from gramophone records and learning tunes from the medicine shows and from the songs of, you know, Stephen Foster and Chas Harris and, you know, the songs from the city and or the, you know, the ragtime instruments like the banjo and things like that. So it's just kind of a big mix of everything. I think everybody just does what they what they dig, I guess, as they say, and I guess I just kind of dug this and started hunting for records and learning songs and listening to records and things like that.
All right, that's sweet. Well, we'd love to have you play some more. I just want to, once again, tell anyone who's just waking up, this is Justin and Rachel's Music from the True Vine Show. We're here the first Saturday of every month on KBOO, your community radio station, 90.7 FM. And we have a great lineup of live bands going to play on the show today between 9 and noon. We've got Frank Fairfield from California here playing some amazing old-time music for you. He first started with banjo, moved on to the fiddle, and now he's got a guitar out for you. After Frank, we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show. He's going to be sitting in our little mini studio here. And then we've got the Freight Hoppers, unbelievable to have them on the show. It's a dream come true. And Delia Lowe, and then we're going to have a whole other hour. Larry Gillis, we're so excited about it. So, for Frank, we really appreciate you being the guy willing to get up the earliest to start off the set.
Sure.
Why don't you play another tune or two for us?
Yeah, I'll play a little tune on the guitar here. That was my, by the way, that was my grandfather's old fiddle that I've been playing there. It's a tune called, what is this? I'll do Reuben or Reuben.
Right.
Thank you.
That was terrific. Thanks, Frank. You're going to play a couple more for us, yeah?
Sure.
All right.
Sure, I'll give a few
just
more
again, let folks know you are listening to Music from the True Vine on KBOO, your community radio station.
Live from the Pickathon.
We are live at the Pickathon once again. This is always a highlight of the summer for Justin and me. We love coming down here and being at the Pickathon. They do an amazing job at this festival. It's beautiful. There's good food. It's shady. You can watch music in the shade all day long. And it's an incredible lineup of musicians. Just incredible.
It's a beautiful festival. Last night, allegedly, they had a bunch of psychedelic lights, a light show going on. I saw them.
I saw them, too. We weren't sure if anyone else did.
Pretty sure it was real.
I think so.
But they do a wonderful job. There's a lot of shade set up. It's very family friendly. If you haven't been out to the Pendarvis Farm, it's a very short drive from Portland. It's basically right within the city limits, almost.
Almost. It's right in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty happy.
Yeah, pretty happy.
You're happy considering how early it is. You're real happy.
If you're looking for something fun to do, check out the website, pickathon.com. Check out the lineup. Come on out for the day. Stay all day. There's also music all day on Sunday. Plenty of events for the family and friends.
I just want to send a big thank you out to Chick Russell and Josh Cole, who did our show for us last month when we were in Alaska on tour. We had a great time. We heard they did an amazing show, and we really appreciated having the president, past and future presidents of the American Bluegrass Association cover us on the show. That's just terrific. Well, as you know, we on Music from the True Vine play both bluegrass and old-time music, and we've got a wonderful old-time musician here, Frank Fairfield from California. Frank, that's an awesome-looking banjo. How old is that banjo?
It's from 1931. It's the first K banjo.
All right, doubt. That's sweet. And what year was that awesome guitar you were playing?
This guitar is about 30-something or so. It's an Orpheus.
Awesome.
Mine gave me
beautiful. Right. You got another banjo tune for us?
Sure. This is I'll do Paul Raylan Smith.
Thank you.
straight, he flowers out of the ground. He flowers out of the ground. He flowers out of the ground. Our sweet and straight, he flowers out of the ground. If I could go back, I would go there today. Three flowers I've grown, all sweet and straight. All sweet and straight. All sweet and straight. Three flowers I've grown, all sweet and straight.
Festival. He's playing again today at 2:30, one of the many stages out here at the Picathon Festival, and tomorrow at 12:45. So a couple of other chances to see some of this great traditional music.
Frank, I'd like to know what your source was for that version of Poor Alice Get Better.
I don't know. I just got pieces of
together
things from other. I guess so. I've just heard a lot of people do that one, and you just kind of find your own way to play it, I guess.
Yeah. I just had never heard that lyric about the sheriffs and the bloodhounds gave me rest. That's a nice lyric.
I don't remember where I heard that one from.
All right, cool.
It's the folk process in action.
Right here at the Picathon.
Yeah.
I would like to once again encourage folks to come on out to the Picathon. It's an absolutely beautiful location. It's just a lot of fun out here, and I love to see it, you know, and it's just a little bit after 9 right now. So if you feel like you got up and got out here, you know, in the next hour or so, you could come and hang out down at the KBOO table and help watch the live show that we've got going on here. I'll just once again tell people we've got Frank Fairford right now, we've got Larry Gillis coming up, and the Free Hoppers, and Dealey Lowe, and wow, we're really excited to have all these bands on the show. It's a dream come true for us every time we have great bands down here at the Picathon, and you can come and see all these wonderful bands all weekend long. Bring your kids, bring your folks. It's a lot of fun down here. We'd love to see you.
Sustainability and environmental accountability are important parts of the Picathon, which will come out and you'll see they have a solar-powered stage. There's a lot of biofuel generators, and there's composting. There's environmentally friendly shade here. They really put their money where their mouth is on this festival. They're really doing a great job in making a sustainable, fun, family-friendly festival.
That's absolutely right. It's also a very pleasant location. You can see the mountains. It's really lovely here. We just want to let folks know that in addition to a remarkable amount of kid activities all day long, every day, there are lots of bands, some more traditional than others. I'll just highlight some of the more bluegrass and old-time bands that are going to be here, though, because I know that that's of interest to our listeners. Jack Straw will be here, the local, of course, and Foghorn's Drain Band will be here. I'm particularly excited to see the Hackensaw Boys again. We saw them last year, and they were pretty much our favorite act of the festival last year. I'm really psyched to see them play again. The Town Mountain's going to be here. It's just, and of course, we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show momentarily, which is about as exciting as we could ask for it to be. David Greer and Mike Compton are going to be here. Just a terrific lineup of bluegrass and old time, and then a bunch of related music. There are Cajun bands, country bands, old blues bands. It's just it's really a great mix of music from all around the country. We'd love to hear another tune for you.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yeah, do a little dance tune. This will be Black-Eyed Susie.
Now that's old-timey. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
That's some great stuff. That's a small sample of the music that's available to listen to down here at the Pickathon. It's going on all weekend, and it's a beautiful day. Come on down to the festival. The temperatures are going to be dropping into the low 90s, I hear, so thank God for that.
But, you know, it is warm, a bit warm, but the wonderful thing about the Pickathon is that they really make a point of making sure that you can watch music in the shade. I don't believe there's one single stage that's not shaded. So you're not going to be sitting in the sun all day. You'll be sitting in beautiful shade, and again with the lovely views. And it's mountainous, and there are little paths you can walk through, and you can stay all night, overnight. They light these paths with LED lights, and that's a lot of fun to walk around and check that. I want to just make a little announcement as we're transitioning from Frank Bearfield. Thanks again, Frank. That was a lot of fun to have you on the show.
Nice job.
We've got Larry Gillis coming up, which is about as exciting for me as it gets. But I want everyone to know that. Bill Martin, who is the granddaddy of the old-time square dancing scene in Portland. If you ever had fun at a square dance, you can probably thank Bill Martin for that fun. He trained all the young callers that are making that. So we had a little.
Thanks, guys. Glad you got me back there.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming sooner.
No, you were supposed to be at 10:30. The 10 o'clock band is. There was some miscommunication somehow.
Flip, you guys.
We lost our dobro player for a second, but we found him.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Okay. Sure.
Let's see what happens. When they get set up, we can pull it down.
Yeah. Let's have something ready.
We can go to the next song,
This is a six-minute track.
This is a six-minute track.
So we're going to be all right.
Who is this?
So
5 minutes, 15 seconds left.
No, who's this playing?
Yeah. This is Caleb Clowder.
Oh, okay.
It's a little un-bluegrassy, but it's Caleb, so it's not vocals, if you could just lean in a bit on the vocals, kind of tuck in a little on the vocals.
Right. All right, sure.
But don't override it, because it's very sensitive.
Like, okay, yeah. Like maybe right here?
Yeah.
Maybe a hair closer, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, vocals lean in. Watch out for the guitar, because it can be boomy.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to go like this. Yeah, that's okay. We normally work around one mic, so hopefully we'll be.
We'll play a song. You know, we'll introduce you, and then we'll chat a little.
Sounds good.
Et cetera, et cetera. And you guys, this is the longest running bluegrass show on the West Coast. It's in its 37th year.
No kidding.
And it's a real proud tradition, so we're happy to have you be part of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having us. We hadn't run out of having second thoughts about it too.
Instead?
Yes. Tennessee instead of Go Away With Me. Okay, this is for vocals. Tuck in like about right here, but not too close. That's super sensitive.
You guys listening?
Yellow?
Tennessee.
Are you sure?
Tennessee. We're playing a recorded track right now, but we'll pull it down when you're ready. Are you missing anyone?
No, we're all here.
That's okay, take your time. We have plenty of time.
Still tuning.
You guys are, thank you so much for being coming early. You really just saved our little pushies.
No problem.
We'd like you to play some more songs.
You decide, what do you want to sing first?
Half an hour.
We have a half hour.
We'll talk and ask you guys questions. Between,
yeah.
Okay, so let's think about that. Yellow, Tennessee,
yeah, I'm gonna, well,
Climbing.
The track it'll depend on when they're ready.
And then we'll switch and do Wilkins.
All right.
So 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, 3 minutes,
we're good.
Guys.
3 minutes.
All right, we're ready whenever.
And maybe let's cut to us first. We'll talk about what's going on again.
Yeah, end of the track. Over to you.
Is this all the way around? Is this all the way around? This mic?
How far around does this mic get?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's blue line.
All the way around?
Okay,
so we can step around this way.
You should be fine.
I have no idea, honestly. Stu, I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
We've got,
do you
these
switch?
Guys are
can,
we're
going
to
fly here
until 11, until Larry starts.
But we got a lot of work to do. Are you doing
it? Yeah.
And then I can kind of move out.
Silent sound check.
And then I can...
Go, go, go away with me, and I know you'll soon we'll forget all of
ourselves. 2 minutes.
That was the Caleb Powder Band there, rocking out for you. And we have some more live music. We are broadcasting music from the Tree Line live from the Pickathon out of the beautiful Pendarvis Farm. It is a lovely day. You should come on out. Check out the website, pickathon.com, for more information. There are 35 bands on six stages playing out here in this beautiful locale. And we have one of those bands right here now with us, Delia Lowe. They're graciously woken up, they're all caffeinated, it looks like, and they're gonna play you some music. So take it away, guys.
One, two, three.
bluegrass and related music show on the station, and we are so proud to be broadcasting live from the Pickathon. We've had some wonderful artists come and play live with us. We started off with Frank Fairfield. We have Larry Gillis. We've got a band now from Asheville, North Carolina called Delia Low. That was a beautiful song. Did you guys write that yourselves?
We did. That's one of Anya Hinkle's original tunes.
That's a lovely tune. Nice environmental message, too. I like that a lot. We're going to have the Freight Hoppers coming up shortly. We believe we're going to have... Are they awake? Have we woke them up? All right, that's good. Yeah, excited about that. And then at 11, we're going to go to a whole set of Larry Gillis live on the main stage. So tune in, folks. But why don't you listen while you're driving on out here or taking the Max. Hey, Zale, are they doing the Eco Bus again this year?
All weekend.
So you can take the Max to which station?
Gateway.
To Gateway Station, and there'll be a biodiesel bus to bring you here. The people here at Pickathon are serious. We've got a solar-powered stage, entirely solar-powered. This is a lot of fun, and it's also doing the right thing. So, Delia Low, that was awesome. We'd love to have you play another tune, and maybe after this one, we'll introduce the band. Give us some tunes, please do.
Sounds great.
So good this early in the morning. Thanks again, guys, for getting up and coming down and playing on Music from the True Vine. We are broadcasting live from the Pickathon 2009. Pickathon is the 11th annual. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Let's know who you are, what you're playing, and maybe how the band got started.
All right, well, let's see. We have on the dobro here Mr. Aaron Balance from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
On mandolin, we have Brian Clendenin from Hurricane, West Virginia. On bass, Mr. Greg Stiglitz from Jackson, Mississippi. And on guitar, Stacy Claude from South Carolina and various places, also doing a lot of singing. And
playing fiddle and singing and writing those two songs you just heard is Anya Hinkle, originally from Blacksburg, Virginia.
And, you guys got the South pretty much covered there.
Yeah. And as a band, we're all out of Asheville, North Carolina. We all moved there over the past few years, and there's a really rich acoustic music scene and jam scene there, and we kind of all met through that and formed the band.
That scene is nationally known.
Asheville, it's a great city. It's a great town.
Yeah, we all like it a lot.
Cool. Well, welcome to Portland. Thanks for coming all this way.
Oh, yeah.
Music for us, and we'd love to hear some more.
Absolutely. We're going to do an instrumental tune written by our mandolin player, and this one's called Climbing Devil's Pass.
It's a great radio collaboration when this happens, and we all have a lot of fun. So do you guys have a website?
Yeah,
PickupRadio.com, check it out. And of course, Pickathon.com is how you can find out about all the good stuff that's going on out here today. Once again, Pickathon is a locally run festival with bands from all over the country. There's kid-friendly activities all day long, every day. There's great food, good people, beautiful location, and great music. It's just the whole thing. It's terrific, and we'd love to see it out here.
They actually have a stage that's entirely powered by good vibes.
Remarkable. I think we played on it yesterday.
Let's hear some more tunes from you. That's what we're here for.
All right, we want to feature our bass player on this one. This is Greg Stiglitz, a song he wrote called Wilkins County Wood.
Sitting here in a beautiful field at the Pendarvis Farm, and yet be broadcasting over the airwaves.
We love having live music on the show. I'll just give folks a heads up that on our October 3rd show, we're going to have the local band Fret come in and play. That's a new bluegrass band. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Fifth year.
Yep.
We want to also thank you guys. We had this great experience in Corvallis the other night where we played there for the first time, and we had a father and son come up to us and say that they had heard our music on your radio show, and they drove down from Portland to come and hear us in Corvallis. So we appreciate y'all supporting us as well.
Sure. Well, just so you know, and everyone else, the way this radio show works is it rotates. We get the first Saturday in the morning, and there are other DJs who play subsequent Saturdays. So I it was us who played that stuff, but someone in the Turn Down Radio played it.
Fantastic.
We're very happy to have you here. We're glad that worked out. That's the beauty of radio, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, radio has really been all over the country. It's been such a great supporter, and coming all the way out here to play a festival, a place we've never been, you guys have really helped us. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Well, you know, it's we all work together, right? It's a symbiotic relationship.
Do you guys have other gigs in the area? Have you guys gone west just to play the Pickathon? Are you guys going to be touring up and down the coast and all?
Pickathon was pretty much the centerpiece of our little trip out here. We played in Corvallis, of course, Thursday night, and we're playing Pickathon again today. And tomorrow we'll be playing in Eugene at Sam Bond's Garage.
Okay. All right, it's a good venue. Okay.
Well, just so you know, it's not usually quite as warm out here. We're all a little surprised by that.
Good, well, maybe we'll come back next year.
We went to Pennsylvania a year ago, and we were expecting cooler temperatures, and it was a sauna. So I guess we just carry it with us everywhere.
Here we don't have humidity, at least. But it did get a little warm. Well, we're awful happy to have you here. And, folks, we believe we're having the Freight Hoppers come up next. We think we have the Freight. We do. That's great. And then at 11, we're going to go to a whole set of more Larry Gillis. If you heard Larry playing earlier, you heard some hot pick and bluegrass banjo, and there's nothing I like more than that on a Saturday morning. Nothing. So stick around for that, folks, and then come on out to the Pickathon and see music all weekend. It's just a wonderful event, and we're always happy to be here. I would let folks know we're not going to do the bluegrass calendar this morning at 11. If you want to know what's going on in the area, just go to the Oregon Bluegrass Association website. That's OregonBluegrass.org, and that'll fill you in on everything that's going on, pretty much. And next week, someone will read the calendar again for you. I have one more area group I'd like to thank. The bands that are performing live today are using a handmade ribbon mic, and that's made by Busmana Audio, BusmanAudio.com, and that's BusmanAudio.com. So you can check that out. It's a real cool microphone.
It's a good sounding microphone, too.
It is a good sounding microphone, but it's really the great musicians we've got coming in who make it sound so good. So, Delia Lowe, we'd love to hear some more tunes from you. Please play some more.
Great, thanks so much.
Pickathon. Can you tell us where you guys got your band name?
It's a fictional name, just made up. But, right. Yeah.
But we've been introduced as Delia Lowe and her band, and so we tell them that that's Stig.
No, normally, the bass is named Delia, but or Delia 2, rather. This is, I guess, interim Delia 3 that I'm borrowing while I'm out here. So.
Sounds good.
Let's hear another song, folks. And meanwhile, while they're deciding what to play, we are live from Pickathon, folks. It's real close to town, Happy Valley, easy to get to by car, by bike, or by public transportation. We can pick you up at the next stop in the bio. That's us. So, super green. Easy to get out here. And it's a lot of fun living here. There's beautiful woods to walk around in, great music to see, and good times to be had. So,
yep,
yeah. Well, we're going to do a tune off our new CD. This is a cover, actually, this time. This is written by one of my heroes, Mr. Norman Blake from North Georgia, and this is kind of our version of it.
Waking up early Saturday morning to come down and play on our radio show. And stay tuned, because we're going to be broadcasting Larry's show from the main stage on the program as well. So after this, starting about 11 o'clock, you're going to hear a main stage performance from the same band. But for now, we got him here, local, at the Pickathon.
At the Pickathon. Hey, how are you guys doing over there?
Oh, doing wonderful. How are you?
We're great, and we are so, so grateful to you for coming to play on our show. This is, I have to say, if there's any contemporary band we get to have for half hour and then a whole hour later on our bluegrass show, you're the ones. We're so happy to have you. We play your recordings all the time.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
It's a real treat. So folks, you're about to hear some real bluegrass, and man, I'm just so excited. Are you guys ready? Pretty ready?
We're ready to put a little fire on them strings this early in the morning. Let's give it a try. All right.
Are you ready?
Hey, let's go, boys.
He'll be right back.
But we're here live at the Pickathon, folks. This is our third year of broadcasting music from the True Vine live from the Pickathon. This is a terrific local festival run by local folks. It's been going on, this is 11th year, Zell? 11th year, and boy, it just keeps getting better every year. It's out of the Pendarvis Farm, a beautiful location and very close to town.
Yeah, maybe we can ask these guys a couple of questions. You guys are touring, doing the festival circuit over the summer. Where else are you guys playing?
Where's we playing there, Evan?
We believe go we, back to New York again.
We play in New York, I believe.
New York, okay, after this? Yeah.
That'll be the next show is in New York.
We left New York, we came here, and now we're going back to New York.
All right. Well, it's usually not as hot here as it is in New York, but it has been for a little while there. Mm-hmm. When did you guys get in? Were you here for the awful heat we had earlier in the week, or did you just get in?
We've been here since Wednesday. We played down in Bend Wednesday night, and then Thursday night we played over at the Grand Lodge.
Oh, great.
Hillsboro, and then
the Rock Tavern was last night.
Rock Creek Tavern last night.
Yeah, so. Rock Creek.
What a treat. I hope you had an appreciative audience.
We had a ball, and everybody just stayed right there with us till closing time.
That's great. I bet they did. I can't imagine a soul who would walk away from what you guys are doing.
We had a ball. They treated us real good.
That's great. Yeah. Well, folks, you know, Larry Gillis and his band will be playing here all weekend, and we've got amazing music again lined up. After the Larry Gillis band, we have the Freight Hoppers are going to play on our show, and then Delia Lowe. And then we're going to have a whole hour of Larry Gillis. They're going to take the main stage at 11, and we'll be broadcasting that whole set. So you're going to get an hour and a half total of Larry Gillis on the show today. And boy, I just can't think of anything better than that to have happen here. Now here comes a new guitar string.
Here he is.
Not another. We're all set. Larry, I can't help but notice that you're surrounding yourself with youngsters who are remarkably good pickers. Is that because the
Well, not really. The older folks like me is too stubborn. They don't want to listen to you. these fellas love what I do, and it's a real treat to get to have these fellas so young pick with me. You know, and they want to do what I want to do. So.
That's a good way to have it.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do a little bit of that choo-choo coming there, Larry?
Yeah, that'd be fine with me if y'all boys want to sing it.
Let's roll it on down the track. Right here, this is one of my all-time favorite tunes. I love this old song here. Gonna slow her down just a tad bit, and it's one you might have heard before. It's one called If You're Gonna Cheat on Me, Don't Cheat in My Hometown. Boys, are you all ready to go? Running.
Let's get back up here in the key of G. We'll do a couple more here and then.
Hold on a second.
Okay. On the five-string banjo. Doing your guitar for you here today is Mr. Alex Leach. Over on the doghouse bass is Mr. Rafe Waters. Fiddle man, David Dulce, better known as Tater Todd on the fiddle.
Yeah.
Over on the mandolin, little shorty Evan Roos there.
All right.
How you feeling today there, shorty?
Well, please play us another one. Are you guys
all right, we'll do a couple more and then I think we're going to put them in the case and
get ready for the set here in just a little while.
Set here in just a little bit.
That's right.
Which one are we going to do there, Alex?
Larry, how about let's gather around the mic? Me and you sing a good one. You've been kind of quiet this morning, so it's about time for you to come
it's
in here and sing a good one.
Sing.
I know it. I hear you. We'll get a good one right now. This is one called Just Another Broken Heart. How about kicking her off? Chord, we'll do a little bit of that Clinch Mountain backstep. Really like this old song. We'll get ready for the first set. I believe that's at 11 o'clock, right? 11 o'clock in just a little bit.
We'd like to say we've had a great time. We hope done something that folks out there on the show enjoyed, and hope that y'all come out and be with us here today and tomorrow. We're going to be here today and tomorrow. And
great time about, here at Pickathon.
I think there's about 30-something bands going to be here this weekend, right?
Yeah, we've got a
whole
lot of bands, not only bluegrass, but all kinds of good music.
All right, boys, let's take her on out with a little bit of Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Let's burn her down.
Thank you.
faster, maybe?
Well, folks, once again, you are listening to music from the True Vibe. It starts at pretty early in the morning. It's
sure, sir.
Yeah, it's about like 9 or stuff, 9 and but it also goes real late into the night. There's music pretty much all day long, so as you can hope to have. It's close to town, and KPU has been a sponsor of the Quickathon for many, many years. True, real happy to be part of it. Justin, I absolutely love coming out here and doing the show live from the Quickathon. It's pretty much the highlight of our summer every year. You know that we are here every Saturday.
You want this a little bit higher?
Say what?
You want this thing a little bit higher?
What are we going to start with, guys?
Lord, bend to the east, bend to the west.
So you guys give me a lowdown on this is a great.
Yes, it's fully on me.
Yeah, it's on me, and then maybe just kind of get up on it for your vocals a little more.
Yeah.
But not too on it, because it's super sensitive.
Is there somebody, listening to this? It kind of gives a little bit of a...
Yeah.
No.
Or I'll give you a heads up.
About the mix.
Just be a little...
Okay.
Because I'll jump on that thing, like not too close, but I'll come
probably
in if it's...
Probably like about as much.
I'm kind of guessing, yeah.
We'll let you know if you need to adjust.
Thank you.
Everything's good over here.
Great. Thank you so much for being on Music from the True Vine. This is the longest running bluegrass show on the West Coast. It's 37 years old. And we're real happy to be part of it, and we're real happy to have you be part of this bluegrass show. So please, why don't you play a couple of
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What you got in mind, David?
Let's play a little Bend of the East, Bend of the West.
That sounds perfect. We're out in the
Here's
West.
Here's an old time tune. If there's anybody that started listening to this radio station about 37 years ago, you might have heard some music that sounded something like this.
Well, Thank you, folks.
Thank you a whole lot.
Patty's here and everything, guys.
Play one more?
Yeah, let's do another one, David. Have you had your coffee this morning?
No, I haven't had breakfast. I haven't had coffee. I'm drinking this.
See if you can get that chicken up going.
Yerba mate.
Latte.
I can't. Those are words that I've never seen in my life, but I've got something to drink. Something refreshing, and they say it's stimulating at the same time.
Play I've Always Been a Rambler.
All right.
We rambled out here.
Not even pretty scale in the county, or.
And why don't you guys introduce the band and tell us a little about yourself.
Thanks a whole lot. So, over here playing the fiddle, we're trying to get him woken up. His name is David Bass. He's drinking his tea now. I don't know if he's got enough caffeine in it or not. Right now, he's going to do The Prettiest Little Gal in the County, the song, that is, I'm saying. So, we're hopefully got that all together. It's an old piece that comes from Gib Tanner and his Skillet Liquors, Prettiest Little Gal in the County, oh. David's going to play that. We got Bradley Adams over here on the backline house bass. He's real proud of and giddy about. Isaac Deal from down in Georgia, direct product of Georgia Public Education over here, playing guitar and singing a lot of good high stuff. And my name's Frank Lee, playing the banjo, holding the banjo this morning. Play that Prettiest Little Gal in the County. Over here in Oregon, though, now I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, I want to let you guys know that we just got a call into the studio from Durham, North Carolina.
New Hampshire.
Pardon? New Hampshire. Oh, New Hampshire. Excuse me, Durham, New Hampshire.
Durham. Oh, wow.
And they said they're having a wonderful time. So, oh, wow. We are broadcasting live on the web all the time.
Katie,
you can stream, and you're streaming on the interweb.
Oh, cool, cool.
And thanks for listening. You sound pitchy.
Durham, North Carolina. I live in Durham, North Carolina.
I used to live near there, too.
But I don't know. You said Durham. New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's what we were just told.
I don't know anybody that lives in New Hampshire. At least not right now.
Frank, I want to just once again say thanks so much to the Great Hoppers for being on our show.
We're so happy to be out here.
It's really a dream come true for us. Nelson and I were really influenced by you guys when we were first getting involved in old-time music, and it's just a real treat for us to have you here. We've been looking forward to it so much.
Bradley and I are the same way. We're both very much products of the Freight Hoppers. We saw those guys a million, well, when they were first working around, yeah, twice, and it really changed our lives as well as far as old-time music. So it's a pretty big treat for Bradley and I to be up here playing along with Frank and David.
So it's a real treat for us to have you all here. So play some more tunes for us. We'd love to hear you guys play. And don't forget, it's live from the Pickathon. Come on out to the Pickathon. All the info is at pickathon.com.
Wave Cackle Hen, we'll do that.
Cackle Hen?
Sure.
All right. How about a boring tune like that Sally Ann or something?
Whatever, buddy. That sounds good to me.
Now I haven't had any breakfast yet. I didn't even sleep last night. I didn't even sleep at all. The night before. I didn't get any sleep. Last night we got 8 hours. So
we realized we'd been up for about 26 hours by the time we laid down to get the
pace. So here we're, you know, we can play a pretty good square dance number, clog something to clog to, but I'm going to do this old tune called Sally Ann, and this is a version that comes from Joe Birchfield from Roan Mountain, Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee.
Singing something in this key though.
G.
Yeah. I gotta change keys, huh?
I ain't not working. See something
at C? I'm going to C.
Alright.
Let's do that old 4 cent cotton.
That's what I was thinking.
Down way down southeast, back where most of us guys are from. There was a time back when price of cotton fell down to 40 cents a pound. It kept going lower and lower. It got down to 4 cents a pound.
Back,
people realized.
Back in the 1920s, yeah, 4 cents a pound. They couldn't make any money selling it at 4 cents a pound. So
they started making liquor with it, basically. So
well, corn. They switched their fields to growing corn, and they could get $10 a can for the corn that they were growing.
They took it to Atlanta and Knoxville and sold it on the street, and they'd call it 4 cent cotton because that's what forced them into that illegal trade. This is on one of our CDs, our first one actually, on Rounder.
I have a theory that back then in the 20s that the farm bill that they passed, the prohibition, was a really real brilliant idea that Congress came up with, is that they would help the farmers out by passing that prohibition. That really jacked up the price of the corn and made it so that people can, you know, make a living down in Georgia.
Four-cent cotton. Well, now time's bad, time's right now. rock from Forsyth Cotton. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton. Get that Forsyth Cotton, it's Georgia born. I'm gonna drink some Georgia corn. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton. Yeah, look at that woman got a hold of stock. She's been drinking that Forsyth Cotton. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton. Hey, hey, Forsyth Cotton.
Please come join us.
One more short song, and then we're going to go live to the main stage for an hour of Larry Gillis. Can you guys
follow? Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great.
This is just really a dream come true for us, so I'm tickled to death to have you here.
Let's play that love song about the chickens. Is that our?
Yeah.
This is not vulgar, believe me. It's just a chicken song. It's called "The Old Hen Cackled and the Rooster's Gonna Crow." Is what.
I will say we're fairly tickled too to be out here. Thank you very much.
I couldn't get any more tickled.
Out in public. Very hospitable to us since the moment we arrived out here. So thank you, Oregon. Thank you, Big Fog.
This is good love song called "The Old Hen Cackled."
I love chicken.
Chicken ain't bad. Thank you.